Hello, everybody, and welcome to week 7 of Locker Room Chats. You're here tuned in to KNZ, the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet, alongside Coach John Plino of the Donovan West Mustangs. This Locker Room Chat has been sponsored by Bedena State Bank and Triple L Tire. Well, Coach, last week you took a loss against a district opponent in the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens 19-14. Now, you had a great day defensively, of course, holding the Ravens to not only 19 points, but you also got two interceptions as well to complement it. On offense, though, 14 points. However, he had a great game from Kelby Widmeyer with 216 yards. But hey, Coach, what are some takeaways from this game?
We took the ball away twice, but we also gave it away two times. So that's a big thing there. You know, you're driving the ball and then you turn it over. You know, you just can't do that and win games. So had we not turned the ball over and one very questionable onside kick call for a turnover, you can't have that and expect to win a ball game. You gotta be clean all the way around, offensively, defensively. Can't turn the ball over. Gotta finish drives too. You can't stall out halfway down the field. So if we could have finished a little better, maybe protected the ball a little better, we'd have been in a. I think we're having a different conversation here, so.
Well, I know you brought up, I brought up in the pregame here, but Kelby Widmeyer, 216 yards rushing and one touchdown, just one of your seniors here on this roster. Kind of give me a note here on, how his success in that game was developed, whether by via the offensive line or just by his own movement.
It was a little bit of both. So, the way our play is designed, you get past, once I told him, once you make that 90-degree cut and get past that first level, it's all you, buddy. Make a cut, do what you need to do. Our offensive line, they stacked their two big guys, number 9 and 75 on the right side, on our strong side every time, and we ran right at them, and we handled them just fine. Offensive line did a heck of a job getting that first level handled, and then Kelby, once he got past that first level, it was all him from there. Everybody in the whole state knows that kid's fast. Man, last week he wanted to prove it again, and he did a pretty doggone good job of it.
Well, not just Widmeyer doing a great job, but also the freshman, William Cooner. He gets his first touchdown of his varsity career with a 20-yard scamper. Tell me a little bit about this underclassman and William Cooner and how he's kind of helped here and brought some much-needed energy and a position to your team, and, in the coming years, what role that he'll be able to play as well.
Oh, Mr. Cooner is he's one of our pups. He's one of our loudest pups we have. He's a heck of a kid. He's a good learner. He's a hard worker. Lives in the weight room. Very, very good football physique there. He's just so young. It was good to see him finally get one in the end zone last week. He's been playing fullback for us all season. I think he felt a lot better after getting one in the end zone too. He's going to be the staple of our offense for the next, I'd say next 3 years. So, he's pretty good sized kid, pretty quick. Just has to be more confident, freshman stuff, and underclassmen stuff. He'll be a staple of our offense, and he's a heck of a kid. You couldn't ask for a better, harder worker than William Cooner there.
We'll talk more about Cooner, Widmeyer, and the rest of the Donovan West Mustangs offense and defense in segment number 2, as this week you are set to take on the Riverside Cyclones, another district opponent. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes here on Locker Room Chats. Everybody, you're tuned back into week 7 of Locker Room Chats. I'm Quinton Prophet alongside head coach John Plano of the Donovan West Mustangs. This week, Coach, you play Riverside, who sits at right now 5-1, 3-0 in district play. Their only loss of the year was to Jackson Heights at the very beginning of the year, and it was actually the toughest team that Jackson Heights played for their whole schedule. So right now, as you come against this very well-disciplined Cyclones team, what are some keys offensively and defensively to get your guys' self going this week against the Cyclones?
Wear them down. If you watch the film, you can see. But usually by the second half, they look a little different. So in a way, we've been running the ball. If we can execute a few more things a little better, the way we've been moving the rock, I don't care if we're playing Riverside or if we're playing Pea Ridge again. We can do things. The boys are excited. We've played baseball with them for the last 2 years. Me and Coach Bryce have coached that team down there, the baseball together. So all the boys and myself, we're excited to go down there and play some of our friends and have a good game and, hopefully wear them out and walk away with an upset there and keep Bob off the radio.
Well, let's talk real quick just about one more player here on your team. Again, going back to Kelby Widmyer, had a great week last week, 216 yards and a touchdown. What do you see, how do you see him contributing again this week in a big way? Or, again, maybe William Kuhner being able to, you know, get himself into the game as well?
Same as he always is. Kelby's leadership is unmatched. I don't know if you find a tougher, harder leader or runner in the entire state of Kansas than this kid. His leadership and is the ways he finds to motivate his teammates is unreal. He's a heck of a kid and a heck of a guy to have around. If you have it, like, you know, you hate to say it, but, you know, to have a couple tough seasons, I couldn't be happier to have a kid than Kelby Widmyer. You know, no matter what the score is, no matter what the down is, no matter what's going on, he's still there. He still believes. He still believes in his teammates, and he uplifts them, and he does what he needs to do. And then Kuhner, you know, he's a worker. Keeps his mouth shut. So yes, coach, does what he's told and does what he needs to do and goes about the game. Good kid. He's a real good kid to have around too. You know, kind of a quiet leader, if that makes any sense.
Well, right now, Donovan West, again, this Friday, set to take on the Riverside Cyclones in a district matchup here in week number 7. Thank you, head coach John Polino.
Thank you.